modern-day solutions for a modern-day retirement. This is Your Family and Your Retirement with Abe Ashton, powered by Ashton & Associates. With over 20 years' experience guiding clients to and through retirement, Abe can help you focus on the truly important things in retirement, and it's not money. Contact Abe at 435-688-9500. Now, Your Family and Your Retirement with Abe Ashton.
Now, like you were just mentioning, you know, interest rates, we all want to know when they're going to go down. And the Fed is hinting that it's going to happen later this year. So what is the delay we have going on? I want you to take a listen to wealth investment manager Jason Pride on CNBC.
The last mile of any effort, right? If you're going for a run, last mile is obviously the hardest mile for you to get through in a run. Well, that's probably about the same for the Fed in getting inflation down to their target level. They made a lot of good progress down from 9 to 10% down to, say, 3, 4% that we're kind of bumping around in right now. To get down to 2 is going to take a little bit more effort. And I think that's what we've got to work through in 2024.
So retirement, Abe, it's the last mile of a lifetime. And those who have sidelined their money in fixed income, you know, CDs or money markets right now, they're kind of wondering what we should do next. What would you tell them?
Well, I think that this is a great point, that interest rates are supposed to get lower at the end of the year. So locking in higher interest today in a longer term CD, longer term annuity, longer term bond, there are options out there to try to lock these in, if in fact you feel like interest rates are going to drop. But I know that there's a lot of people, including myself, who are skeptical that the Fed and that the government really has got inflation under control. Because first of all, a lot of us don't trust the actual numbers that are reported for inflation in the first place. You know, that they don't seem to adequately reflect what the average American is seeing, both on the shelves, at the gas pump, and the cost of goods and services. They just don't reflect the same numbers. So that's one issue. And since people don't feel like they really have gone down that much, can the Fed get away with starting this final descent in interest rates? Now, they did say that they were going to try and do 2 interest rate drops in the 2024 year, but we're past the first quarter. Nothing yet has happened. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if there's either no drop or just one of the two, I don't want to say promised drops, but the anticipated drops that they mentioned. Meanwhile, if you do feel like they're going to go down, if you feel like interest rates are going to go down, then lock in rates into a little bit longer term CD, longer term annuity. Start looking at bond options that are going to get you a decent rate of return while interest rates are higher now for the long haul. And then on the other hand, if you feel like, nope, we're not there yet, there's a chance that interest rates will have to go back up before they go down, then you want to maybe take a more liquid approach.
Find out more at AshtonWealth.com.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by retirement wealth advisors.
Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, RWA, a registered investment advisor, an affiliate of Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, RWA, and Ashton Wealth are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through RWA, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. The opinions expressed by Ashton Wealth and guests on this show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Any strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting upon any information mentioned, please consult with a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine if it is suitable for your specific situation. This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to subject covered.